Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. This is the brother Amin Muhammad, calling from Los Angeles, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com. Alhamdulillah. We are going to open up in prayer. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Malik yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim. Amin. This is our show.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Nice to meet
you. Thank you. This is our show, a message of concern. Alhamdulillah. And our goal is to remove all racial images from worship. God has no son, he has no partners in his rule. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. So this is our show. The regular host, Brother Akbar, he had an emergency, and he asked me to sit in for him. How you doing?
Okay,
the big picture is $40.
Okay.
And the little one is
$20.
Okay. Yes, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So, Yes, sir. How you doing? Huh?
How are you?
Good, I'm good.
Look, the one with
Obama, that's $40. Okay, you want to pull over, sir? Okay. Yeah, alhamdulillah. So, you got to excuse me. I'm out on the bending trail and selling pictures. And praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah. And so, hold on, we'll get the show going. Give me a moment. Okay, all right. Yes, sir. You like that, huh?
I do like that.
That's the Pioneer. It's called the Pioneer.
It is.
Yeah. Great.
It is.
Help yourself. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we forever thank Allah for all that he gives us. Thank Allah for giving us the gift of intellect and the gift of life, the gift of all praise be to Allah. So much that he gives us that we take for granted, you know, but thank Almighty God Allah. Thank Almighty God Allah. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. God had no son, especially God had no Caucasian son. You know, that they try to get over to the world. They get over to people. You know, God had no son, no partner in his rule. He doesn't need anyone to rule along with him. He's sovereign and on all power. All power. Praise be to him.
I'll go back for?
Okay. All right now. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I got it. Got a customer here. All right. Very good. Love, love, love. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. If anybody wants to come in, and believe me, right now, press one on your phone, and I'll bring you in. Can you hear me? Hear me. Press one on your phone, and I'll bring you into the queue, and I'll turn it over to you right now. We've been talking about reparations for the last few days. Last few days. Praise be to Allah. So, alhamdulillah. I see 240, and I'm going to bring him in.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. How you doing, brother?
Well, pretty good. I mean, it's coming on. Everything's coming on pretty good. And got
coming on
cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beg your pardon?
Coming on okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, look here. I'm going to turn it over to you right now because I'm on the corner selling pictures and I got something that I'm doing right now. Is it all right?
Okay. I got you.
All right, brother.
I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there's only one creator, there's only one God. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to read something from the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Surah 5, starting at Ayat 35. O ye who believe, do your duty to Allah. Seek the means of approach unto him and strive with might and main in his cause that ye may prosper. As to those who reject faith, if they had everything on earth and twice repeated to give as ransom for the penalty of the day of judgment, it would never be accepted on them, of them. There would be a grievous penalty. Their wish would be to get out of the fire, but never will they get out therefrom. The penalty would be one that endures. As to the thief, male or female, cut off his or her hand, a punishment by way of example from Allah for their crime. And Allah is exalted in power, full of wisdom. But if the thief repents after his crime and amends his conduct, Allah turns to him in forgiveness, for Allah is all forgiven most much. Knowest thou not that to Allah belongs? Knowest thou not that to Allah alone belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth? He punishes whom he pleases, and he forgiveth whom he pleases. And Allah has power over all things. O messenger, let not those grieve thee who race each other into unbelief. Whether it be among those who say we believe with their lips, but whose heart have no faith. Or it be among the Jews, men who will listen to any lie, will listen even to others who have never so much as come to thee. They change the word from the right times and places. They say, if ye are given this, take it, but if not, beware. If anyone... if anyone trial is intended by Allah, thou hast no authority in the least for him against Allah. For search, it is not Allah's will to purify the heart. For them, there is disgrace in this world and in the hereafter, a heavy punishment. Their fun of listening to falsehood or devouring anything forbidden. If they do come to thee, either judge between them or decline to interfere. If thou decline, they cannot hurt thee in the least. If thou judge in equity between them. For Allah loves those who judge in equity. But why do they come to thee for decision when they have their own law before them? The end is the plain command of Allah. Yet even after that, they will turn away, for they are not really peoples of faith. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Allah is talking about those people that claim that has took a covenant with him and said that they believe. Then they turn back. They say they believe in Allah. They heard the truth. They accept the truth. And then they go into unbelief. Allah said he truly is against people that does that. They say they believe. They claim they believe. They say things with their mouth, but their action is different. So that's what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters. We're dealing with people of the book that claim that they believe in God, claim that they believe in Allah, but their action is completely different. They turn around and give you a man or say that one of the nationalities is God. So that's what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters, today. We deal with the peoples that know God. But turn around and defy God. You know, we are a group that's dealing with images in religion, removing images out of religion. And what we mean by images, we mean that which is that you can see with your eyes, or you can see with one of your five senses. Anything that you can see, identify with your five senses is an image. Is an image. And we have religious peoples, a group that is religious, is claiming that these images is Almighty God. They're saying that the Spirit is God. They're saying that a human being, one of the human beings, they're saying that that's God. That he is God. And they're the same people, brothers and sisters, that has the majority of the wealth here in America, but at the same time, they will steal from you. At the same time, they will commit fraud on you. Same time, they would cheat you. But they say they believe in God. They say that they're God-fearing. Brothers and sisters, we as believers that study the book and know the book, when we go about in our everyday work or everyday part of life, shopping, socializing, going to the restaurant, or wherever we go to, we should study this knowledge, study this truth, and pass this truth on to those people that don't know. It's important because God said he's going to judge. He's going to give us the free will. He's going to give us the freedom to make our own decision, to think for ourselves. But there's a judgment day. And from what God is saying here in this Quran, is that the knowledge is going to get to them. They're going to hear the knowledge and they're going to believe the knowledge. And they're going to profess that the knowledge is true. But they're not going to practice the knowledge. They're not going to live it. They're not going to be truthful with the knowledge. They're going to use the knowledge. You know, Allah says that you got some that read the knowledge and they change the word of Almighty God. They add something to the scriptures and they take things out and put back in falsehood. This is the type of people that we're dealing with. Allah says, no, there'll be no change to them strutting through the earth, acting proud, like they guard themselves, they own everything. So don't pay no attention to them. And some of them can talk real good. Some of them can teach. Some of them have the knowledge. I mean, some of them is able to present the knowledge in a way Allah said that will dazzle you. That will dazzle thee. That's not the criteria for righteousness, brothers and sisters. Just because a person has the knowledge and has the understanding, that's not the criteria for truth and for righteousness. I want to pass that on to you. Just because a person knows and can speak good, that's not the criteria for having faith and believing in God and practicing the truth. That's not the criteria. We had to be faithful. We had to be truthful, strong, moral, respectful. Respect your brothers and respect your elders. Respect your children. Conduct yourself in a way of respect if you're in business. people recognize a person that practices righteousness and a person that practices the truth. They recognize that person. You got a person that always upset, easy to get upset. You can't tell them nothing. A person that will lie on you, will openly lie on you. Just lie. Tell a lie on you. Those are the type of individuals or people, you know, that is going to hell. They're gonna get the fire. They're gonna get the fire, brothers and sisters. So if you ran into those type of individuals, know that they didn't get away with anything. They're not getting away with anything. They're not getting away with it, brothers and sisters. They're not getting away with it. And then the next person that gives and got a good heart and try their best, you know, to help another person, make a thing right and things like that. And seem like they're not progressing fast enough and things like that. And believe me, it's that type of person that God gonna reward in this paradise. Allah say He love a person like that. He loves a person like that. I had a brother ask me, Shujah, do you believe that you're a prophet? I said, no, I don't believe I'm a prophet, but I try to obey him. I said, what about you? And he didn't say nothing. This is what these gay people told our homosexuals was telling Prophet Luke. Said, Prophet Luke, your problem is that you must want to be good. You want to practice good. You want to do things good. And you had people who was like that during the time of the Prophet Muhammad.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Because he was a man of good and a man of righteousness and honesty. The Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him.
Okay. All right.
And those disbelievers, they couldn't. They didn't like Prophet Muhammad. Many of them, because he practices righteousness. I know you don't met people like that. You know. Around people that try to do good and righteousness, and then they are people that try to cross up the person that done what righteousness, try to scheme against them for no reason at all. Brothers and sisters, I'm talking like this here. The reason I'm talking like this here is because we're trying to establish truth in the land. We're trying to establish righteousness in the land. But at the same time, you got people that everything that you say, they try to make it into something corrupt. Everything that you say, they try to make it wrong. They don't come to you with no nothing. They trying to make it right. Their whole thing is to listen to what you say and attack you. So that's what we got to deal with, and that's what we are dealing with, brothers and sisters. Allah said he created the human being, and he created us in righteousness, God-fearing. God-conscious. His conscience is God. I love to listen to a person that programs and things, a person that's trying to do good. But I can listen to programs of persons that try to science on people. They try to push myth. Try to make stories, things that was allegorical, try to make them real. Make it seem though it's real. That don't want to bring you the real thing, want to bring you something that's mystical, something you can't reach and you can't do. That's what they tried to do with Jesus. And they tried to do it with Prophet Muhammad. They tried to put him out your reach. But we as a human being, it's just like the Prophet Muhammad and just like Jesus. They said Christ represents the Christ nature that's in all of us. All of us has a Christ nature. God is not going to send you one that you can't follow. If he send you one like that, you got a charge against God. So we had to stand up and be believers, brothers and sisters. We asking for the removal of all racial images out of worship. We also is pushing real hard reparation. We believe that America owe us. It's ex-slaves. They have an obligation to help put us in a position where we can compete in this land. We can't compete, and the people that is against us and you say it's God. It have all the land and have the majority of the wealth. How are we going to be able to compete? How are we going to be competitive? We're going to be competitive by them sharing this wealth that we collect every year here in America, trillions of dollars. And we're giving it to peoples that not Americans. We're giving it to peoples that in some cases it's prejudice against the slave, the ex-slave. We're giving it to them. We're getting together with people that's intelligent, people that got the right heart, people that love Jesus and love Muhammad and love Moses and Abraham, people that know right from wrong, to put together a program for reparation for the ex-slaves. This is happening, it's going to happen, and we thank Allah for that. And we also asking to help establish businesses and support our young people that's in businesses. We want to support them. You see? We not just, it's not just us, the Muslims doing this. We got a whole lot of peoples that's non-Muslims, peoples that got different religion and everything. It's trying to help bring together this reparation. We just asking you, when the time come up for you to stand up, to stand up. Praise be to Allah. We came to you in peace. And we're going to leave in peace. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. I wonder was I talking and the thing was off. No, it was on. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. Akbar, are you on there? Akbar. Brother Amin. Are you on? If anybody on, could you please say something? Young. If y'all just hear me, y'all, and act like, could you unmute it? Okay. Some mangoes. Let me see.
Assalamu alaikum. 914, if you could hear me. 914, if you could hear me, raise your hand. Let's see if you could hear me. I was out taking care of some business. Allahu Akbar. 914. Press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. Can you hear me? 914. Allahu Akbar. All praise be to Allah. Yeah. Brother, Allahu Akbar. Okay, all praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, yes. Praise be to Allah. I'm taking care of some business here. Maybe about 18 minutes until closing time here in Los Angeles, 4:42 here in Los Angeles. So I was taking care of brother. I know the brother was probably calling on me. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Yeah, Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, I've been going over some more reparations talk. This brother, Ta-Nehisi Coates. Ta-Nehisi Coates, a few years ago, you know, he was kind of like a big star. His father had a company that used to produce all the black books, a lot of black books. I don't know if he produced Chancellor Williams' book, but a lot of the black books, it was it used to be a company called Black Books Bulletin or something, and a lot of the black books during that era, you know, his father. And so that's how they made money. That's how his daddy made money, as a publisher of a lot of those, I would say, Afrocentric books, too. Afrocentric. I looked it up, and I did a little study. I just Googled Ta-Nehisi Coates. And this is his background, where he come from. He was a smart kid, and his daddy used to selling books, producing books, publishing books, and everything. So Ta-Nehisi, you know, came up reading a lot of that, and he got, you know, alhamdulillah, Ta-Nehisi Coates. And he testified, let me see, during the, when Mitch McConnell said that he doesn't think reparations is a good idea, because he said none of us, Mitch McConnell is the leader of the Senate, the Republican leader of the Senate or something, and he said, I don't think, you know, somebody asked him about reparations, and he said, no, I don't think it's a good idea, because none of us, you know, none of us were, none of us was alive during slavery. Alrighty. Yeah, hold on one second. Alrighty. Yeah, none of us was alive during slavery, and he said that we fought a civil war, and we passed landmark. He said we passed landmark civil rights legislation, and he said that we have a African American president at the time. You know, or we had one. I don't know. Obama wasn't in, but they asked Mr. McConnell this a few years ago. That's what he run down. So he was rehearsed. He said, none of us was living during slavery. He says, we passed a lot of civil rights legislation. We have an African president. So we don't need to pay for slavery. And we fought a civil war. Yeah, hold on one second. How you doing, ma'am?
Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum. I was unmuted. Assalamualaikum. I ain't gonna call back again. Because they had to unmute me and all that. I'm already unmuted. Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Thank you for saying something, brother.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
me was on a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. And it said unmuted. I heard it say unmuted to my phone and my wife's phone. So, but I'm glad you said something that you heard me.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah. He was telling us about Mitchell Connor. About a brother who was giving us his reason that he don't think that we as slaves ex-slaves should have reparation, that they should give us reparation. And you have other African Americans make statements like they don't think that we should receive reparation. It's something that I don't even like to listen to. I don't really like to listen to a person try to explain why we shouldn't have reparations. And we've been ex-slaves here in America, and we done gave free labor and died for this country. We done fought all the walls, and at the same time, the Chinese, the Koreans, the Mexicans, the Indians, all of them have had large amount of reparation in cash money.
All right, that is land. I'm sorry. I was on mute on the other side. I was on mute. I'm sorry. Somebody else want to say something? Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Tell us about this. Wait a minute, Mr. O'Connor.
Who is that, brother?
You was telling us about Mitch O'Connor.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell is the leader of the, you know, he was the Republican leader of the Senate, a majority house. He's a big, 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 powerful man in the Senate.
African American, right?
No, Mitch McConnell, no. They asked Mitch McConnell about reparations, and Mitch McConnell said he thinks it's a bad idea. So all I was saying was how Ta-Nehisi Coates.
I thought Mitch McConnell was African American. Mitch McConnell is not African American.
No. They asked this big Caucasian who is a leader of the Senate about reparations. And he said no. He thought it was a bad idea. And
okay,
like I
gotcha.
I got you. And then Ta-Nehisi Coates got up during the Senate. They was trying to pass H.R. 40, which is John Conyers' bill, H.R. 40.
Okay.
House Resolution H.R. 40. And the reason they have 40 in there is because of 40 acres of the new. And it was a House resolution that John Conyers brought up every year from 1989 all the way up to 2000 or something, and you know it never passed. But when they passed it on, there was a sister named Sheila Jackson Lee. She got it passed. Now the H.R. 40. It gave rise to a study that they wanted to do, to study reparations, to study are reparations feasible, you know, are they likely, and the reasons and stuff. And what they do, they go into the history of why reparations is due, you know. So that's H.R. 40. So Ta-Nehisi Coates, he went before Congress, and he answered Mitch McConnell, when Mitch McConnell said, no, reparations is a bad idea, so he went into it. So you got to Google that.
Oh.
All right, Buck. But I tell you what, somebody else, I'm still kind of working, so if y'all want to, chime in, weigh in,
right.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah.
So
I just want to
say one thing to start
you though.
Okay, go ahead. We got a whole lot of time.
I think I had said before, but there's a law.
Okay, guys, you gotta talk into the microphone. You gotta talk.
No, I was
going,
I had
it
on speaker. Okay, let me. The only thing I want to say is that uh All thing I want to say is that there's a law. I was reading. I don't know if it's in the amendments or what, but there's a law that they supposed to, United States supposed to give that to us. Just like he gave it to the Chinese, the Mexicans and all them, they supposed to give that to us. It is written.
Okay, so.
So I'm just saying, so you can file it under that amendment. That's what they have to do that under that amendment. That's the law. That's one thing. It's the law anyway.
Well, they don't obey no law when it comes down to African Americans. The law don't mean nothing.
Are we human beings?
That don't mean nothing.
That does mean something. The only way see, Allah is so merciful, the only way Satan get his power is the power we give him. That's the only way he get his power. And Allah says that. So that's what I'm talking about. And I believe you could get it. That's the only way he get it. And he man just like us. He got flesh and blood. He died just like we do. His children go just like our children go. The same thing. Tell me a difference. And they stay in the sun long enough that they'll turn brown. And we stay out of the sun long enough, we'll start getting lighter. Because I know my brother, he did. I said, damn, you look like more like a Caucasian.
I don't make no sense. It's the problem. The problem is that we as African Americans, we got the Japanese, you know, and they receive billions of dollars, 1.6 billion Japanese Americans for a reparation payment. Why did they receive this money? And then we have the Jewish claim of Austria dealing with the Holocaust. They came in America and they received $25 million from us. We didn't put them through no Holocaust. Then they had the Indians and Eskimos. It said, and this is in Canada, that they gave them 250,000 square miles of land. America gave them for reparations. And you had the Ottawa Indians of Michigan. We gave them $32 million. This was a treaty in 1839. And then you had the Chippewas of Wisconsin. These are Indians also. We gave them reparation payment of $31 million. Then you had the Seminole of Florida, they received $12.3 million of reparation. Then you have these Sauk Indians of South Dakota. We gave them $105 million. USA now, this is America. This is 1985. Then you had Kalamath of Oregon, Indian. We gave them $81 million in 1980. Then we had the Alaskan Native. We gave them millions of acres of land. And we gave them $1 billion plus 44 in cash money in 1971. the German Jew settlement. We gave them in 1952 $822 million to the Holocaust survivors. African American, we lived here all this time. Broke the earth, picked the cotton. Did all this hard work. And for a person to get up on stage and make a statement and say that I don't think they should have that.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, that's hurt. That's really hurt. All this reparation that was given out, and this is just some of it. I just got some of it. Because I know they give the Jewish people $8 billion every year of free tax money. Every year. You can call that reparation. You can call it a gift. I don't know what you want to call it. But they get $8 billion every year.
Yeah.
Of tax money from the United States of America. If you don't believe it, do some research on it.
Shuja, have you forgotten that the Jews own about 90% of the wealth here in the United States?
Well, they don't need no money.
That's why they take care of their own. That's why they're doing that. They're taking care of their own. So that's what that is. It's still going into their pocket. They ain't worried about that. Like I said, it is written. We never look at the law. I have no one throw the law at them. That's why other people got it, because it is written. But we don't even look at we don't read. And that's something that we don't do because that's what they was training us not to do. But we need to read the law. It's in the law. I read it.
Yeah, but we're going to have to stand up.
That's right. That's right. We have to set up, and then after that, if everybody comes down, we just stop working. Start doing for self. Just start doing for self. They knocked on our door. Who built this country? And since who built the country, then you know the secret of everything. You know the secret. They don't know the secret like we know. Because you built. Just like if you built this house, you know what. Oh, I gotta go easy on this side because I forgot to put that little hammer, that little thing there to hold that up a little bit. This side is weak. You know it's weak because you built it, and you didn't have enough material. But you're gonna do it later. Take care of it later. That's what that is. They need your blood. They need our blood. How you think they got rid of that sickle cell anemia and that RH factor? It's in our blood.
We need to stand up and fight
right.
for our rights.
That's right. That's right.
That's all.
That's true. And all you have to do is give them, and they have to obey the law just like everybody else obey the law. I don't care what you say. We let them get by. Everybody don't like people that do wrong. You can't tell me they got more people here in America that don't believe in God. And you got to remember one thing: God was not built. I mean, not God, Buffalo, Louisiana, not Louisiana either. The United States was not built on God we trust. It was built on out of many, there's one. Check it out.
Alhamdulillah. So we got a big problem here. We got a big problem here. That things has been done that is obvious, and the people is so ignorant. It's so influenced by this image. And I'm going to say image. You know, there's nothing more powerful than the word of God. And many of them is moving because they think this is God talking. Or this is the word of God. You know, and we are submitting to it. You know, even though if you can show them that what you're saying is going to be balanced and you're going to benefit from it, they still are not going to accept it.
Because you're giving that power.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But we haven't stopped giving them that power. You know, I sit up and look at Bush, not Bush, but at Biden. How he sits up and control that money. And you check out where that money gone. I don't know how many months, how many times of the year that money is given to each state in order to help build the roads, bridges, and other things in that state. You know, they got programs set up that is set up by the government. And most of the women is in charge of it. They're in charge of it. They are the ones that you get to go to for a job. You see, they got more transportation going now. They got more food that they're passing out now. They're giving away more money for stimulus now. All this money, they don't know what to do with it. But all this money is our tax money. We got to understand that. This is our tax money that we trusting of people that don't ain't gonna do it right. We got a strong mental problem. And some of us was trying to explain it to us. That they have a right to do this. And that black people, they are this and they that, and they don't do this and they don't do that. Man, and then the other day, look at you. Ask them how many of your sons and things like that they got in jail, compared to the sons of the Caucasian and the Indian and the Chinese and Japanese. How many of your sons is in jail? And we got to say the majority of them is our sons is in prison. They're using the principle of the Pharaoh. Destroy the male child and let the woman folks live. That's the principle they're using. Destroy the male child and let the women folks live. So what we gonna do? What we gonna do? We got some of the religious people that saying that God taking care of that. God don't operate like that. We can't sit up and watch things, watch the devil destroy us, and destroy our city, and destroy our children, and take everything from us, and talk about God gonna take care of it. God don't work like that. God already knew took care of it. I have people kind of challenge me. And everything I say is for their benefit. But he kind of challenge me. Like Adam says, I'm against them. Some against their family. Some against their children. Some against them. And everything I say is for their benefit. But they want they talk to me like they're upset. That's the reason I know we got strong mental problems. Strong mental problems. You know what I mean? Because I believe they're serious. I believe it's serious. You know. That was a time where we African American peoples, you could talk about things that were wrong, and they would have what peoples among us be trying to pull us together and do something about it. That was a time like that. We came together and did something about it. That there's a group called the Deacon of Defense. The Deacon of Defense. Google it, and go on YouTube and Google it, and see who was the Deacon of Defense. There's a group of males. African-American males armed themselves here in Louisiana and challenged the Ku Klux Klan and had the Ku Klux Klan in fear of them. The Deacon of Defense out of Louisiana attacked, armed themselves, and went against the Ku Klux Klan. They got scared as hell, like they should be. That's what we're gonna have to do, brothers and sisters. We're gonna have to come together. We can't be so protective of our life that we let these people destroy our families, put fear into our children, and let our children grow up with fear in it. They watching us not doing nothing, not saying nothing, watching us fighting each other, divided among ourselves, attacking each other, killing each other. We can't let our children grow up like that. Brothers and sisters, came to you in peace. Gonna leave you in peace. I'm gonna turn it back over to you, brother. Brother, I mean, I said I'm gonna ain't going.
Yeah, I saw that.
Anybody else? Yeah, but like my son.
Okay. You can hear me, huh?
I can hear you real clear.
Shusha. Okay, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. I wanted to share this with you too. Just had a thought, another thought about reparations. Yeah, all
yeah.
Praise be to Allah. So
that's how
I can't think of it. Okay, yeah.
They owe a debt to us.
Yeah, praise be to Allah. Yeah, if anybody else wanna weigh in, press one on your phone. I'll bring you into the queue. Press one on your phone. We bring you into the queue. Yeah. This reparation thing is kind of like getting at the conscience of America. This lady, a Caucasian lady who's running for president, named Mary Ann Williamson. She's a spiritualist, very spiritual woman, Caucasian, and she just got out there last time when they was running for president. Her, not only her, but Julian Castro, who is the director of HUD, Housing and Urban Development. He was in favor of reparations, you know. Mm-hmm. So a number of the Democrats now, you know, they couldn't mm-hmm. stay in the race because they need to raise money and stuff while they're in the race, so they couldn't stay in the race. But they, you know, I looked, and yeah, a lot of them Democrats, brother, they were in favor of the reparations and everything, and I was really delighted to hear Julian Castro. He says, under our Constitution, if we take something from somebody, you know, they demand justice. They demand that we give it back or something, you know. The same mm-hmm. thing, we took so much from the African American, and now we got to give him something back. You know, that's Julian Castro. He went on and look him up. Google it. Google Julian Castro, Democrat, you know, Democratic.
That's Malengo. That's Malengo. He went off again. That's Malengo. Anybody else here? Is there anybody else on? Am I the only one on?
I can hear you, sir. I can hear you.
Okay, then. I
just want to
know.
Well, okay, I'll praise be to the. Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Well, we can hear you now, but you had dropped off.
Oh, yeah. It dropped, I had to dial back in. Yeah, praise be to Allah. Okay, we see 706. 706 raised his hand, so I'm going to bring 706-627 in. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. We thank Allah very much for having us here on this cube. And we, with his permission, we thank Allah very much. I have no comment. Just Suja was talking to himself because you had dropped. And I was just trying to let him know that somebody else was here with him. Okay?
Okay, like you didn't want to speak? You didn't want to say anything?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, praise to Allah.
I thought you had some comments.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to let you know. You was asking, am I here alone? So I was just letting you know, no, I was listening. And I think Brother Tariq, he also was letting you know he's listening.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad I'm not alone.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Sorry, bro. Yeah.
I just want to say one thing is that we have to remember that our struggle doesn't make us weak, it makes us strong. Our struggle makes us strong. It doesn't make us weak.
Alhamdulillah. Like,
yeah.
I guess it's just like living iron. You get to have a little opposition. That's it.
Yeah, praise be to Allah. Right, bro.
Praise be to
Allah. Okay, yeah. So, So, Marianne, I was saying, talking about Marianne Williamson. She, Caucasian. And she says, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah, she was saying that, she said reparations will heal us, would help us heal. We have to heal. They did that in South Africa. They had a institution in South Africa called the Truth and Reconciliation Hearings.
is where all those apartheid people had to come and fess up, apologize, and all that about how they were oppressing the Africans. So she says by people apologizing for slavery and Jim Crow, and then after they apologize, you know, they got to pay. All that heals the soul, heals the soul of the nation. They did that in Germany too. After World War II, they had hearings, and you know, they went over what was happening during Nazism and all like that, and the Nazis apologized, and then you know, they do that to heal. You know, it's kind of like if you offend somebody, just offend, even though murder is not really, it ain't like saying we offend somebody, but if you offend somebody, you say, oh man, I'm sorry, man, la 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 la, you know, I had something else on my mind, or whatever the excuse is, you know, and so all that is a part of the in apartheid Africa. It was called Truth and Reconciliation hearings, and Mandela and all of them, you know. So you know, same thing over here with and Marianne Williamson. She says we need to heal the nation, and paying reparations will go far in healing our nation. Healing, you know. So I really do like her. She, you know, she, her intentions is good. She has a good heart, you know. So,
and she's Caucasian.
Yeah.
She's Caucasian.
Caucasian, right.
Yeah,
right.
Stood up.
Yeah. Stood up.
I'm doing well, brother.
You know, oh, yeah. I saved. I went to GoDaddy. GoDaddy, when you have an idea for what, it's like Sister Claire Muhammad STEM school. I had to go to GoDaddy, and I had to save that, and because nobody else took that Sister Claire Muhammad STEM school, nobody else had it. So GoDaddy let me have it. So I had to pay something like $20-$25 to reserve that name under my name, you know, Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. I have another domain, but I haven't built a Wix. We haven't built a website. It's called ASHARP, or American Self-Help. I like the idea of reparations, but, you know, this domain name that I have, but I haven't built a website yet. We ain't built a website. I can't. You know, it's kind of expensive. And American Self-Help and Reparations Party, self-help. You know, I'm putting self-help in there just to let people know, you know, you know, we ain't just sitting back, you know, just waiting on the reparation and not doing anything else. You know what I mean?
Okay.
No, we know reparations are due and just, but we're going to keep on working hard and, you know, and all that, you know, all praise be to Allah, working hard. And so American Self-Help and Reparations Party. But I, you know, we ain't built a website yet. So, praise be to Allah, you know. Anybody else want to weigh in?
One thing about website, you're gonna have to have somebody to work those websites. You know,
developing,
keep on progressing, and
right.
Alhamdulillah. That's because we had a website with BUII, but we didn't have nobody to work the website. You know.
Yeah.
We didn't have to work the website. You know, we pay for it. Alhamdulillah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's right. Ideally, if the owner of the website, just like me, Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, you know, I wish I could manipulate and do the coding and stuff, you know.
Right.
I know a little bit of it, but I don't know enough. I don't know enough. And then I can do a whole lot more. I can do a whole lot more. Praise be to Allah. But how the brother that I'm working with got it set up, if you go to a certain page, you could click on, it'd be different. It's like, it says 20 STEM sites for children, 20 STEM sites. You can click on one of those, and it'll take you to mathematics, take you to chemistry, take you to biology, take you to coding, you know what I mean? Different, you know. So,
I'll praise you. Yeah, that's good. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah,
I just want to say one more thing dealing with the reparation.
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 Yeah.
What we have to remember is that a crime was committed. They have, Prophet Muhammad, he had abolished slavery. Slavery had been abolished. So that's one thing. Those are grounds you could fight on because that was a crime was committed. There was no more. They're supposed to have no more slavery. And also, that's what I wanted to say, alhamdulillah, that a crime was committed and that we could always follow some of those grounds right there, too.
All right. Law Eglise.
That's right. That's right.
And they know.
That was nationwide.
They know that it was a crime. That's the whole idea. You know, that we have a right to ask for reparation because what was done to us was a crime.
Somebody got to say.
That same
price. Yeah. It was a crime. And you talk to the average Caucasian, they'll tell you it was a crime. And now for a person that's trying to justify it, a person that's trying to intellectualize it and kind of science on it, you know, and not deal with the justice aspect of it, then Allah is going to punish them. I truly believe Allah is going to punish them. In our situation, we going to have to believe in Allah. Believe in his messenger, but we gonna have to move like it's real. After we say we believe, then you gonna have to move out as though Allah accept your prayer. We can't pray to Allah and sit back and wait on it. That's Islam. You can't say that you believe in Allah, and that he gonna help our situation or our condition, and just sit back and wait. And if you don't do it, you know it's saying the Quran that the person is saying that Allah is punishing me. No, brothers and sisters, don't let nobody bring you nothing like that. You're going to have to say, I believe, and you have to move forward as in a race towards all that is good. The words that we are saying now, we got to act on them as though they're real. That's the religion. But you can't know the truth and don't do nothing about it. And make the statement that Allah is going to take care of it. No, we're not spooky like that. We don't believe in no spookism in our religion. We believe that we got people that is God-fearing, people that show their belief in Allah, that move forward in their belief in Allah. Challenge the big beast. David picked up a smooth stone. Five picked up a smooth stone and threw it at Goliath. If I can believe that Allah is going to take care of it, why is Allah saying that he sending us help? He's sending down his angels to help us. If I just believe in that Allah is going to do it, I won't do nothing. I can sit back and wait until all the angels help me. All the angels do their thing, and I don't do nothing. That's not Islam. That's not reality. We believe in real action, application of the religion. That you have to apply the religion. I'm talking this way because you got imams is misleading the people. They misleading the people with them lies. And they are getting the people's money and sucking them just like a vampire. Suck the blood. They're getting their money and the people are going for it every month. We gonna have to do something. And then you do as much as you can do. If you can't do nothing, Allah knows it. That was a story. They say that Prophet Muhammad was getting ready to go to war, and said there's men that didn't have horses, they didn't have a ride. Said that, but they was upset. Because they couldn't go. They didn't have a ride. But they wanted to go. They wanted to go and fight. Don't believe in these people that come to you and trying to give you, putting you to sleep with a whole lot of fairy tale stories about what Allah does. Don't let them put you to sleep with that. Allah is the one that created everything and gave his life. But Allah said that he's not going to leave us alone without testing and trial. You're going to be tested and tried. You're not going to be left alone just to say you believe in Allah without being tested and tried. That's another thing.
Yeah, so can you hear me?
I can hear you clear.
Okay, yeah. Not, I was not talking to you crazy. I just tried to make sure if anybody could hear me. One thing that we all know, all the different psychological and all the different things that we see, the people that they call black and Afro-American, et cetera, other people are going through the same psychological effects or the same type of slavery. Only ours is a little bit worse. True, no doubt about that. But again, when it comes down to where we are right now, we're in a country, by Allah's permission, where nothing is holding back anybody, regardless of what their nationality is, what their race is, or whatever they want to call it, from freedom, justice, and equality. It just has to be based upon unity. And in faith that your unity is on the path prescribed by the revelation that built this country, Torah, Bible, Angel, and the Quran is the backbone of this country. When you bring it down on ethnic level or racial level, whatever you're talking about, you're trying to get free from quicksand. And you can't get out of quicksand talking. You have to move your feet, your arms, and the only thing you do with your mouth is to holler for help, somebody to give you a helping hand that was extended to us back in the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and pulled us about the muck and mud by Allah's permission. And since then, we have been on the road of recovery of all of the psychological effects of that image of the white man as God and the people who believe that stuff. And people of all color believe that stuff, still do right today. All type of nationalities, African, black, Chinese, brown, red, yellow, pink, all people still believe in that influence. Now if we put that aside and just get down to the emotional, psychological effect, the frustration, and all the confusion behind that. It's going to take money to do whatever you want to do. It's going to take money to pay for lawyers, paperwork, computers, and all those things that are involved in going about getting this freedom, justice, and equality that you want. And unity is based behind all of that. No unity, there's no income. There's no enough money, enough time, paperwork, or anything, you know, help to bring about the proper straightforwardness that's going to be needed to bring about getting whatever person, whatever justice, injustice is done to them. You know, if they want to get their justice, it's going to take money and it's going to take unity. So you're not going to get away from what Allah has prescribed for the human family. Unity. And what he has given you to spend, be it your life, your ideas, your money, you're going to have to spend it. Whatever it's going to be, you're going to have to spend it. The way Allah says spend it. Not the way that any group of people, nationalities, races, or whatever they want to call it, do it their way. It ain't going to work that way. There's only one way to freedom, justice, and equality, and that's to go back to the creator of it. With respect, with discipline, with sincerity, all that he has given you to show that you will lend him a beautiful loan for your freedom, justice, and equality. Now, bringing it even a little bit more clearer. If African-American people, black people, whatever they call it, who have been blessed by Allah to come to the one creator, to the truth, to the clarity, you still got to come with unity and bring what Allah has blessed you with, because your slave is white clean. Because of what your nationality is, whatever. All the debts that owe you and all the debts that you owe to this world, to Shaitan and everybody, has been wiped clean by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what you put back on your slate depends on what it is. If it's for Allah, no problem. Or is it for the people? You got a problem. If it's for yourself, you got a problem. if it's for envy, jealousy, injustice, racism, what, and all the other isms, then you're in trouble because you're doing it for the wrong reason. And you're not seeing it, doing it for the unity of the human soul, the human way of life that Almighty God has prescribed for it. So going a little bit more clear with it, even the Muslims of African descent, blackness and all that, who have been blessed by Almighty God Allah to have their whole existence wiped clean and are now the servant creator who they depend on for everything. And all they have to do is work for it. It's going to take unity. It's going to take the black, whatever you want to call us, type of Muslim people call us. We still will have to come together and sure, pool our resources so that we can hire people of faith to represent us in court of this land, the United States of America, and put in whatever proper paperwork to apply for whatever crimes, retribution, reparation, or anything that we want. It's going to have to take money and legal tender, not no talk. So until we come together in some kind of structure to put money up, start generating the paperwork, the sincerity, the legal people and representation to file into the federal courts of the United States of America to get what's due us, it's just a bunch of bull talk. And we ain't no kids. We better wake up and quit doing this double talking, triple talking, and ain't putting up nothing but air. Because remember, this is the message of concern. People are listening to us because we got the answer to racism, false worship, reparation, retribution, everything. We got the answer to all of it because we are the people that have been raised. So it seems by history, by witnesses of other nationality and race and other faiths have bear witness that it look like the descendants of African slaves in America who are now Muslims and other slaves in America of different other nationality and color who are Muslims have made intentions to come together and ensure to get our freedom, justice, and equality. And if we don't do it, then you should already know why. All you can do is run off your mouth. And it don't cost you nothing to run off your mouth. But when you put your deeds and actions, as we call it, when you put your money and what is your guidance, the Quran and the life of God, the Prophet Muhammad, front and on paper with legal representation, we'll see some results then. We'll see some results. And we'll see help from other people who have been wrong. Crimes committed against them by the same mentality that dwells in the white-skinned people, now black-skinned people, Japanese, Thai, all of them. Because they on one side of the line that's been drawn in the sand, and the people of truth are on the other side. Truth is the only one who has the power to say what they mean and do what they say in a unified manner, inshallah, if it be the will of Allah, and they sincerely pray and ask Allah for that. This is the message of concern. This is not a place to facilitate ideas, adulterated, fornicated logic and rationale. This is a program that's for the truth, for all people, not black people, but all people, not white people, but all people, not red people, but all people,
because the money is a small thing. The freedom is what we want. But they say, you open the door and we get it ourselves, because we got money once we come together as unified people. We got big money if we come together as the three Abrahamic faiths of true believers of those faiths. And the enemy of the human family, fired up and fueled up by the whispers of the Shaitan, will have to back up. And we take back our land. Don't worry about those, forget about the Indians. They like to have their land back over here with us. Everybody wants their fair share of the dunya. But don't nobody want to bow down to the Creator and ask and get it the right way. They want to go about getting it any way necessary. With no guns, no bullets, no money, no unity, no love, 15 tongues, 16 tongues. Everything we're using is false. Except the truth that is coming out of our mouth. That's all we have, is talking the truth. And that's why it's not producing anything except more truth from everybody. Everybody's telling the truth. Everybody's coming from a real situation. But what makes it a lie is everybody knows that ain't nobody doing what it takes to do it. You ain't putting them no money to get no lawyer to file a legal suit in the federal court against the federal government or against the state, the county, the city, the police department, whoever's done us wrong. Mm-hmm. You take money and a lawyer and unity, donations from those who are not of your crime, but they know they have been, a crime has been committed with them, will come together as a unified complaint against the United States government.
Amen.
For slavery. For slavery against the black man and every other man that came over here in chains and was put to work over here, and maybe because of their skin color, they got off first, and they got off of this, and they got off that. That's why they call it a crime against nature, what has been done to us. And if it's been a crime against our nature, it's been a crime against the nature of every human being. That's why everybody knows their freedom lies in our freedom. And we know that, too. That's why we're trying to tell them about it in this message of concern. If you support the believing man and woman of the final revelation, just in your prayers, will be good enough.
Amen.
Just want to say that.
Amen. We'd like to thank you. Praise be to Allah. If anybody have anything they'd like to say.
Yeah, I'll make them.
What language is Islam? You got it, brother. What language is Islam?
You know,
you got it.
The best thing greater than reparations and everything else is our religion. It's our religion.
Allah Akbar.
Unity. You know, I wish we could get together and pool our money, our nickels and pennies and dimes and dollars. And we trusted each other, and we could put up, you know, and buy property or make some type of investment. That's way better than, you know, looking to someone else to give us reparations, even though, like Abdullah Muhammad, he says the government is obligated after all that we went through. But since we got the Quran, better than having the trust of your brothers and your sisters, and you're able to, you know, put your money together and buy property, apartment buildings, things like that. Alhamdulillah, you know. That's
life.
I have a talk by Imam Muhammad where he says, where he's talking about Comtrust, CPT Comtrust, Grace Line. He says it was a concept from Almighty God. That's what he said, concept of Almighty God, you know. And he said, Imam Muhammad says, if we just stick with it, you know. So, yeah. So I just wanted to say that, you know, because, you know, not all the Muslims are in favor of reparations. Sometimes we get I get a little pushback.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I can understand it, you know. So, alhamdulillah. I'll leave it right there.
Alhamdulillah.
Go ahead.
Alhamdulillah. Brother Hameen, I just want to add up to what you were saying, because you're right. Because I was reading, and the majority of the ones, the people that got the reparation, they have a community. And that's when you say about building, getting our land and doing this together, that's what it is. We don't have a community. And that's what's missing right there. Just check it out. All the ones that got it, they got a community. Alhamdulillah. And that's what we have to do. Get our own community.
Alhamdulillah.
That's right. That's it right there.
We got anybody else that'd like to add to that?
Yeah, all praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. But
all praise be to Allah.
You know, search our religion and search our history. And, you know, we do have a precedent in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, and the Imam did teach us to look back at his father for, you know, examples of leadership and courage and everything he said wasn't necessarily right on, but a lot of the good things he said and did, you know, that we are supposed to pick up on those, and emulate them, and duplicate them, and apply them to our life. You know,
yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
So
I think that our book and our religion, the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon us, and then we as a group, we as the people of the book, studying the book and studying the our prophet and things like that, I think that the religion is that which keeps us balanced. I think that's that's what that for. Is to keep us balanced, and also to guide. But in no way it doesn't mean that we don't do nothing.
That's right.
No way.
There you go.
You know, even in the beginning of Quran said in this book is guiding it, sure, without doubt. You know, so we got to look at our book and look at our prophets in the right way. You know, I mean, they are the one that we study, but we have a whole life to live. Our grandchildren, they gonna have a whole life to live, and they gonna need guidance, and they gonna have to be balanced. And I think that. That's what the Quran does, and that's what our prophets does, help give us balance. So it's real. And that's one of the things that I want to try to keep it real, you know, and not look at it as as something that is a movie or something that is a myth, you know, something that we can't apply, something that we can't use, You know, I mean, like they give us the false idea of God and that God got a son and things like that. We can't use that. We can't apply that. Mm-hmm. They got things in the Bible where Jesus said, eat my flesh and drink my blood, all of it, in the remembrance of me. We can't apply that. We can't do that. Eat his flesh and drink his blood in the remembrance of him. You know? So if we don't get the right understanding of it, and we let them feed us in a sense where if we try to apply the book, we don't know, we can't apply it in the real way, you know, and addressing the real life. You know, we got to raise our children. We got to know how to treat our wives. And like, because Allah said that, told the prophet, it's not your job to tend to the affairs of the people. I can't come in and tell you how to raise your children and how to treat your wife. You see? So we got to be able to study the book and read the book and study the prophet and be able to apply it in our life so we can have a better life, you know, a more successful life, where we won't have to run into all the snares and the ditches and making all those mistakes, you know. So, brothers and sisters, this is this was good. It was a real good blog talk, a real good presentation today, and we pray that we got something out of it. And that we can take it home, we can apply it, you know, in our life, and we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. We'd like to close it up in prayer. Anybody like to say the closing prayer?
Yeah, I say it. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah, Yerakman Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Arrahman Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Yakana Burba, Yakana Stain, Itra Slotto, Mustakim, Slotto, Dinata Alehim, Faithful Maktubi Alehim, Adoring. With God's name, most gracious, most merciful, all praise be to God, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, thine aid we seek, show us the straight way. The way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. All right. Assalamu alaikum.
I mean. Yes, sir, brother. We'll see you all tomorrow. Inshallah.
Inshallah.